State of Energy. I'm Rand DeWitt, and that man is Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association, and we are surfing the Yuletide. It's that magical week. Christmas has just happened. We're going into a new year. Tom, how you doing?
Merry Christmas, Rand.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And you know what? I've got one question for this new year for you. Do you know what that is?
Tell me.
What's in your wallet?
Nice. Are you so excited we got somebody to actually pay us to do our show now?
Well, the fact that Capital One jumped in on the State of Energy speaks volumes, in my opinion.
You know, it really just goes to show you how great we are. We got a fantastic supporter that's going to be our sponsor. So for everybody who thought we would get canceled by the end of the year, I'm sorry, we're back. Because we got a sponsor.
Yeah, we're going into year three.
Here we are. Isn't that exciting?
We're going into year three. And thank you to Capital One for joining us on the State of Energy. And we're looking forward to talking to Jennifer Gardner.
Yeah, I think she'll have to be on the show.
Well, of course. I mean, even if she's not here, I mean, we're going to use her voice over the coming weeks. And we're going to have some fun regardless. So, and you want my first 2022 prediction?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, well, since we're talking about Jennifer Garner, my first prediction for 2022 is Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez will split in 2022.
That's like a guarantee, right?
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. I mean, if you can't make things work with Jennifer Garner, how are you going to do it with Jennifer? He seems to like girls with the name Jennifer.
You want to know my first prediction for 2022?
What's that?
We're still going to be here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that we've got so in a year from now, you'll be able to pull out your wallet, cuz what's in your wallet, your predictions, and we're still here because we've got funding. So awesome.
So, yes, we'd like to thank the folks at Capital One and Jennifer Garner specifically.
Jeez.
For being a part of the State of Energy. And folks, the State of Energy is a show that discusses the greatness of propane. Again, we are not anti-electric, wind, hydro, solar. We just believe that propane plays a very large role in getting us to where we want to be with a clean energy that's affordable, that's abundant, that happens to be American, that's here right now, saving people's butts when these other power sources fail.
It's here right now. We don't have to do anything magical. We don't have to spend a billion, trillion, quadrillion dollars. We've got it. It's here. It's available for everyone.
And we'd like to thank everyone that has joined the State of Energy. We're now in, close to 50 countries, closing in on 900 cities. And thank you very much for joining us on this journey that is the State of Energy. And if you go to thestateofenergy.com, you're going to find all kinds of great information, including the past 2 years of shows. Go back, do your own research and see how right we were 2 years ago about where things are now.
We're going to have a lot of fun this year because we're going to do a couple predictions and we'll be able to go back and reflect on everything that, you know, that's going on in the world and just see how right you were.
So folks, once again, go to thestateofenergy.com. Tons of great resources there, including the where to buy button. It's something that I use quite frequently. If you're looking for propane near you, you simply log on to thestateofenergy.com. Click on that where to buy button, type in your zip code, and bam, all the places you can get propane around you will populate your screen. What else can they find on thestateofenergy.com, Tom?
Maybe Bob could have used that button.
Yes.
I didn't want to go there.
No, we're going to just lead. I know that's been like, we've both been sitting on this story. Like, how quickly are we going to roll this out during the State of Energy?
Yeah. I mean, there's always bad things that happen, you know? And even when we're trying to promote propane as the greatest energy source on earth, I mean, every once in a while, there are bad stories in the news. So whenever you want to roll that out.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, we're here now. So.
You can hold it in your wallet if you want.
Yeah, you know, that's in my wallet. Thank you, Capital One. Actually, it's out of New Mexico. It's a company called Bob's Gas. And the Attorney General of New Mexico has filed a lawsuit for failure to provide propane that they were contracted to deliver to the northern New Mexico area, which is leaving a ton of people vulnerable in these cold winter months. They're just not able to get their trucks rolling and deliver the propane they've been contracted to deliver. And the Attorney General has now filed an immediate injunction to force them to deliver now or allow another company to jump in and help deliver. Now, there's a lot of reasons that this could be going on. I mean, we understand there are driver shortages, but this is a unique story from everything that I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly don't like to promote bad things that happen to the propane industry, but they do happen every once in a while, and we might as well talk about it. We just can't hide behind, you know, the microphone over here. But look, one of thousands and thousands of propane companies around the country apparently can't provide the product for his customers. And one of the great things about propane is there's so many other places to get it. There's so many other propane companies out there that these guys are going to have to let somebody else service their customers. And, you know, it's just like doing anything today. If you're going to go get your fabulous hair cut somewhere, you want to make sure you pick a good stylist, because if you just go to the cheapest place in town, you might end up like me.
Actually, you know what? You have a like properly shaped head to be able to have like a completely, and you have that beard as well that works. See, you know, my head isn't like perfectly round like yours, so I need all this hair to kind of cover up my imperfections.
It's true, though, right? I mean, if you're going to buy something, make sure that you're buying from a great supplier and not just base it off of who's got the lowest price. Make sure you get a trustworthy source of product.
Well, yeah. I mean, for instance, you know, Mercedes is a great vehicle. But you know what? There are certain locations that might have issues.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you just do like 5 minutes worth of research before you do your propane purchasing or planning for the year, you'll be able to see. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about the technology and how it's helping people now, is that it doesn't take a whole lot of time to go see reviews. And I'm not talking, okay, hey, this guy's got 5 reviews. You got people out there with thousands of reviews. And if there's still 4, 4.5, 5 stars after all those reviews, you know you're in the right spot.
Yeah, there's a lot of resources to find a good propane supplier. And check out the Where to Buy button, too, because it'll give you some great places to look for propane. If you don't currently have a supplier that you rely on, that you got a relationship with, go ahead and use our Where to Buy button and get prepared for the winter. It's all over the news. It's just bad weather going on everywhere. Make sure you've got your propane filled up and you're prepared.
Yeah, because you and I both were online looking at all the power outages that are happening at this moment as we're talking in California alone. There was over 100,000.
Yeah, there was a couple good sites that we looked at. The one from Generac Power Generators was a pretty decent one. And it shows pretty much all the different outages across the country. I mean, just right now today, there's 100,000 outages just in California.
Yeah, because we got another storm. I mean, this weird thing that's been happening in California over the past couple of weeks. Rain.
Rain? What's that?
Rain is just nonstop rain. And I don't care if I see one more sign that says, hey, we're still in a drought, I'm going to knock the sign off of the freeway, because there is so much snow. There is so much water. We are good. We are good. But the thing of it is that it's putting a lot of stress on our power. And all what's happening here now, these atmospheric rivers that just dump moisture all over the region, those are heading east. Those are heading east. Those are coming to you. Aren't you supposed to get like 7 feet of snow in the next week?
Oh, man. I don't trust the weather, the reporters anymore. It seems like last week we were supposed to get a bunch, and it's cold and we're getting some snow, but they keep threatening of a big Snowmageddon thing. But it just hasn't happened yet.
Wasn't the Doppler 42,000 supposed to make all that go away?
I don't know, but hopefully we get some snowpack, because we do need the water out here in the West Desert. We need some water. So hopefully we get a good snowpack this winter, fill up our reservoirs, because it's important to everyone's life that we have a good water storage. So pass some of that down our way, Rand.
Well, it's coming. I mean, and the other thing is, it's heading to New York as well. Okay, things are happening out west, and I don't know if folks have heard about this. New York is trying to freeze every one of their residents in one way or another. They don't want heaters on restaurant patios, and now the state of New York doesn't want people burning wood to stay warm.
No wood.
That's the whole thing. And which I understand.
Wood's dirty.
Yes, but so is dying.
It, you know what's crazy, though, about this whole ban on wood that New York's going to do? Did you know that New York uses a lot of biomass for power generation?
Can you break that down for people? Let people know what that is.
That's wood. It's wood. Biomass is a wood product that they burn to create electricity. It's pretty controversial because it's dirty and it's a renewable source because you can go grow a new tree. But it's, I think it's really, really pushing the boundaries there of a real renewable product. And it's not that great for the environment either. So yeah, New York cutting out 300 million pounds of wood that they use for electric generation. That's just some more people that might be without power in New York. And now, not only do you not have power, you don't have gas either, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just, I don't understand. I just don't understand what the state of New York is doing, making things so difficult. We're trying to get to our pudding before we eat our meat. Okay. It's like, we're not setting things up properly. The grid is not properly set up yet, but we're taking options away from people and forcing them into electrify everything. And by the way, I'm going to reach into my pocket. Thank you, Capital One, because I have another prediction for 2022.
Let's hear it.
And the prediction is that there's going to be even more power grid issues that are going to force people to take a second look at how quickly we're electrifying everything.
Especially in New York.
It's not going to go away, but I think it's going to, I think we're going to take, just slow down just a bit. Let's get our foundation set while we move in that direction.
Well, you know, what's pretty scary is to look at some of the actual disasters that can happen. There's a website that I was checking out. It's a government site. It's this ready.gov. Were you able to open that?
Yeah.
ready.gov. Yes. And it lists all these different, the top one today is talking about winter weather, because obviously we're right in the middle of it. But it talks about all these different emergencies or disasters that can happen. And it starts out, you know, avalanches, bioterrorism, cybersecurity, droughts, earthquakes, explosion, extreme heats, floods, hazardous material incidents, home fires, chemical emergencies, hurricanes, landslides, nuclear explosions, power outages, severe weather, space weather, thunderstorms, lightning, tornadoes, tsunamis, volcanoes, wildfires. Like, man, that makes me just want to not get out of bed.
Well, so if you're feeling guilty about having a good day, go to ready.gov. That'll change everything for you immediately.
What I was thinking, though, when I was reading this is like, wow, can you imagine how much of a role propane can play in keeping your family and your business or your farm safe from all this stuff?
Well, and that happens all the time. Last year in Texas, when everything failed, who went in and made sure people didn't die? Propane.
But think about it for a second. What are all the things you can do with propane in your house to keep your family safe? You can cook, you can boil water, you can heat your home, you can run a power generating device, a nice little generator. And if you took all these things that you're going to run your house off of, this clean energy that's storable in a pretty big quantity right there at your house, so that when these disasters do take out either a natural gas grid or an electric grid, you're cooking, you're heating, you've got nice boiled water, because, you know, water also is pretty vulnerable if you have, you know, some bad water come through too. And you can reduce the size of your power generator now, because you don't need this massive electric generator to run all these electric things in your house, because most of them are running on clean propane. Think about that for a second.
It's very true. Yeah, I mean, and you know what? A great place to go is to see our friends at Renai, because they offer so many propane options for your home.
They do. And one of my favorite ones that Renai has right now is this water heater boiler, this boiler system that uses the same type of technology or ideas of a air conditioning unit, where you take that cold Freon and you circulating it through a bunch of coils, right? Like the way you cool your house now.
Right.
You take that same idea and you run this super hot water from the boiler through these coils and you turn your furnace on, you get in this forced air, but it's not like a cooked burnt air. You know what I'm talking about. When you first turned your furnace on.
Yes. Yes.
You probably don't even have a furnace where you live.
You know what? I'm not even joking. It's gotten into the 30s the past couple of weeks here. At night.
Has it?
It's ridiculous. I mean, today it's going to be barely 60 degrees today, and I don't know how we're going to live.
You're lucky. But you know, in these colder areas, you turn on your furnace, and it really cooks the air, and you can smell it.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Maine. I mean, that's how I grew up. I mean, I understand exactly what you're saying. It almost feels like the air is on, you know, it's burning.
Yeah.
It's burning.
So this system makes it, you don't have that. You're just forcing this air across these really hot coils, and it's hot water coils, right? From this clean propane that heated the hot water. And then it blows this warm air throughout your home. So it's a really cool idea. We actually put one in our propane showcase home up in Idaho, and we're going to install another one at the next propane showcase home that we're going to build here in Utah.
And actually, don't we have some incentives that people can tap into listed at thestateofenergy.com?
Yeah. You know, we're talking about these energy choices and what's going on in New York, and it's going on all over the place, but New York gets a lot of attention. But communities are trying to ban different types of energy, and propane is one of those things that's sometimes gets banned from being in the community. And if you do that, you lose that energy security, those options. And just like we talked about earlier, all these different disasters that can happen. So right now, you know, just get as much of those appliances that you can in your house. And we have a $200 incentive. If you're going to replace a wood fireplace with a propane fireplace, an electric water heater with a super efficient propane powered water heater, we'll give you $200 if you have that safely installed by a propane professional. And they're going to make sure that it was installed correctly and there's no leaks. Because a lot of times, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of like do-it-yourselfers out there that might not be a gas professional. I'm guilty of it. I like to replace things on my own, you know. I'm not a professional in some of the things that I do, and you can tell because you can look at some of the stuff, the home repairs I've done, and I think to myself, man, I probably should have hired somebody to do that. But the gas, you don't want to mess around with that. If you're going to replace a wood burner fireplace with a gas fireplace, have a propane professional do it, and we'll give you $200 for getting that done.
And for all the details on that, you can go to thestateofenergy.com. That is thestateofenergy.com, because that's who we are. We are the State of Energy. That is Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. My name is Rand DeWitt. And folks, if you want to have some fun right now, just go look up Tesla blown up in Finland. Tesla blown up in Finland.
This is just crazy.
It's an amazing video. Basically, the short story is a guy had a Tesla. I think it was an S-Type. And issue with the battery. He went in to get it replaced. They said that was going to cost $22,000 to replace. So the guy from Finland, who Tom says looks like me after or before I found a dentist, takes a bunch of dime. Actually, well, it's kind of funny because what they do is they take a dummy with an Elon Musk face on it, and they throw it out of a helicopter into the snow. It hits the ground, and then they take the dummy, and then they put it into the Tesla, and then they blow it up into tiny pieces. I have no idea how much dynamite they used, but this car just was destroyed. You can see the concussion in the video moving outward through the trees.
They call their dummy Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, that's right.
This is crazy. And you know what's even funnier or ironic about this story is a couple weeks ago, I was out at a Air Force base doing some propane training for, they have this big propane backup system so that if there's a natural gas interruption, they can flip a switch and the whole entire base can be running off of Basically, it's synthetic natural gas made by propane, and they send this through the whole base. And anyway, I was out there training some guys on propane, and one of the kids is talking about his. They were making fun of this guy because his car, he destroyed his Tesla by scratching his batteries on a rock.
So he's off-roading in his Tesla.
He was off-roading in his Tesla. He scratched the bottom of his car, and he said that it was an insurance. The insurance company totaled it out.
There's so much to unpack with this.
isn't that bizarre? Like you can buy these fancy new electric cars, but you apparently you have to be super careful because if you have to have a battery replaced, it's mega bucks.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The logic in taking a Tesla off-roading, I'm on the fence with that one. Yeah,
I think he should have probably just blown it up, though. That would have. I mean, this guy's got a ton of YouTube video or YouTube.
Oh, this guy's made his money back freaking tenfold just in the views.
Hopefully he doesn't buy a Tesla again. Well, maybe he's going to have to so he can keep making more videos.
Big question here, though. Tom, what's in your wallet? Tom and I put our predictions in our wallet for 2022 to thank the folks at Capital One for joining us on the State of Energy. I mean, do you have a prediction?
I got Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl on your birthday.
That's right. For the first time ever, the Super Bowl is going to be on February 13th, which is my birthday. And the ultimate birthday gift would be Tom Brady versus the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl with a different turnout. But okay, you know what? It's down. It's written in stone. You've made your prediction.
It's a written.
Mine is the Utah Jazz win the championship in 2022.
Wow. That would be an upset, I think, for everybody.
No, they're strong. It's time. It's their moment. I'm predicting the Jazz win the championship in the NBA.
I wish they could have done that when the old owner, because they just sold off, and now a new owner comes in and they win.
I just feel so bad for the old owner and his family and the hundreds of millions of dollars they made off the sale of the team. It's horrible. Do you have any New Year's resolutions as we move in here to the 2022 year?
So I was thinking about this, and you know, I got the family came home for Christmas, and I'm just looking at all this stuff that we're throwing in the garbage. I'm looking at the road here, because tomorrow's garbage day, and the road is lined up with garbage cans, just overfilling with just waste. And so my resolution is to try to not waste so much stuff. I mean, everything from plastic.
You're going to help Mother Earth.
Yeah. I mean,
I like that.
I'm going to try to not be so wasteful. And I was reading this article from, the Brigham Young University, Idaho, and there's some recycling statistics. And this one says that Americans use 2.5 million plastic bottles every hour.
Sounds about right.
So maybe my resolution will be to stop using the plastic bottles.
All right.
Maybe just get like a metal bottle. All right. What's yours?
I'm going to give up smoking.
Wow. That's impressive.
Well, not cigarettes. I'm talking a smoker. I mean, I've got a propane air fryer now. I'm going to use that for everything. This thing is awesome. My propane air fryer. One of the greatest gifts I've ever gotten. Thank you very much, Tom.
You're going to give up smoking. What do you normally smoke with? Like a
It's a dangerous question.
You use cherry wood, hickory wood, like what?
Well, exactly. And you know what? And you know what we're going to do is we're going to carry this over to the State of Energy After Dark, because we've kind of, you know, hit the end here, and we want to make sure that we thank once again our friends from Capital One for joining us on the State of Energy.
Yes. Thank you very much, Capital One. 2% cash back. And we love our partners there at the business side of Capital One. So thank you very much.
That is Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. My name is Randy Witt, and we are always online at stateofenergy.com.